First Peter chapter 1. And notice in verse 1, I'm just going to right away see the description Peter gives to the Christians. And I really like this. It says, Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ, to the who? To the pilgrims. And I like this description because it really describes who we are. And actually, if you look at the word, the original word is made of two prepositions. Very interesting. The word para pedimos. Para means out of. Epi means against. And then notice the last word, demos, means popular assembly. So it means out of, to be against, the popular assembly. That is what this word pilgrim means. So he's telling us that we're pilgrims or strangers, if you have the King James Version. And then the whole world together, the word together means to stay for a while in a strange or foreign place. And this is kind of a odd thought for the world today because we want to feel as more comfortable as we can where we live. We want to make it our permanent home, even though people move regularly in this day and age, change, you know, jobs and so on and so forth. But let me read real quick, just as a reference, Hebrews 11:13, what it says, these all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, and were assured of them, and it says, embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on earth. Now, I'm going to go back to 1 Peter chapter 2 now, if you want to turn with me. He's going to use again that same description. As a matter of fact, I forgot to tell you something very important here on 1 Peter 1:1. This word pilgrim, you know, every Greek word has a literal use and has a, what is the word? Metaphoric use. It has two uses, okay? The regular literal use and the one the authors gave to it. Because of inspiration. Now, the literal use of this word was used for civil servants. Notice this. Who distinguished themselves for extraordinary or exemplary duty when they were away from their home. So it's very interesting. Used in connection with civil servants who distinguished themselves for exemplary duty. But anyways, moving along to this, now chapter 2 and verse 11. Now he's going to say again, beloved, I beg you as sojourners and pilgrims to abstain from fleshly lusts which war against the soul. Now again, he's going to use the same description, sojourners and pilgrims. But now this word, pilgrims, in chapter 2, verse 11, is going to be para oikos. And again, is made of a preposition and a word. And then the preposition para, as I just told you in the first word, means out of. Out of what? The word oikos is the word for house. Out of a house. You see, I think about maybe this society when people teaches us or we see that the more we accumulate, the better off we are. You see, and this is a different thought. We are Christians, we're out of a house. The less we accumulate, the better off we are on the next life. Okay, so this is what Peter is talking about. And I want to point to two more verses. Well, not two more, maybe three more or four. But why? I promise, probably no more than four, I hope. But why? Why are we to be like pilgrims? Or sojourners. Why are we to be without a house or out of a house, spiritually speaking? Well, he's going to give us the answer. Notice chapter 4 and verse 7. He's going to tell us, but the end of all things is what? Is at hand. Therefore, be serious and watchful in your prayers because the end of all things is at hand. We know that everything is going to end. And he called it, is at hand. So we need to make preparations and live as pilgrims because we don't know when that time is going to come. Whether it's because we go on to the next life, to a reward, eternal reward, or whether the world ends. We don't know, but this is going to end. But now, go back to chapter 1, and then notice verse 17. He's going to say, why? Why are we to be like pilgrims? Verse 17. And if you call on the Father, who without partiality judges according to each one's work, conduct yourselves, notice, throughout the time of your stay here in fear. Why are we to be like pilgrims? Because our time has a limit of our stay here. It's saying the time of your stay, or the limit of your stay, or within the boundaries of your state in this world, because you're a pilgrim, you need to conduct yourself appropriately and in fear. That's one reason why we should be pilgrims. But another reason why we are to be pilgrims, evidently, is because we have someone, we have Jesus Christ, who promised us a home, not in this world, but out of this world, out of this house, out of this tabernacle. You see, out of the house, oikos. Another reason why we need to be pilgrims is because we also have loved ones. And probably a lot of you, some of us, have some loved ones who have gone on already before us. Like David said of his son, who passed away, he said, there's nothing else I can do. He's not going to come back to me, but I surely can go back to up where he is. Therefore, let's be pilgrims in this life. We know some of us might have some faithful relatives who might have passed away. Well, we have an opportunity again to see them. Now, why are we to be pilgrims? And here's the last answer I'm going to give you. Let's keep on reading verse 18 all the way through 21. It says, 1 Peter 1, 18 through 21. Notice, this time of your stay here in fear, verse 18, knowing that you were not redeemed with corruptible things like silver or gold from your aimless conduct received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. He indeed was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifested in these last times for you. You see, Peter keeping track of the perspective of life. He's calling this era where we live the last times. He's keeping in mind that there's a boundary of time. He's keeping in mind that we're pilgrims. So he's saying, but was manifested in these last times for you, who through him believe in God, who raised him from the dead and gave him glory, so that your faith and hope are in God. That's why we need to be pilgrims, because we have been washed or redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, and now our hope and our faith is where? It's in God, who doesn't dwell in this earth, literally, but dwells in heaven. So that's the reason why we need to be pilgrims. Now, because we have been cleansed by the blood of the Lamb. Now, but the question is, as a matter of invitation, when are we cleansed by the blood of the Lamb? When can we begin to have this hope? When can we say we can begin our journey as pilgrims in this world and not attaching ourselves to the material things or the lust of the flesh or the pride of life in this world? Well, when we are washed away by the blood of the Lamb. And this happens, and an answer that is simple and easy to understand is when Ananias told Saul of Tarsus, why are you waiting? Arise and be baptized, and wash away your sins, calling upon the name of the Lord. So, what washes away our sins is the blood of the Lamb. That is what gives us access to become pilgrims, to become sojourners in this life. But at what moment is when we are baptized in the waters of baptism. And then we can keep studying further, and before we're baptized, it's important that we have faith in Jesus Christ. It's important that we believe in His Word. Also, it's important that we repent of our sins, we change our mind, that we can change also our actions, our attitudes towards sin. Repentance doesn't mean only to stay away from sin, unless I run into another opportunity to commit it. That's not repentance. Repentance means that I'm going to despise or stay away or dislike, strongly dislike committing that sin again. That's what repentance is. And now, after that, we need to confess Jesus as the Son of God before men, and then we're ready to be baptized in the waters of baptism, and then we can become pilgrims and sojourners. We can begin to see and learn little by little to live life looking in the eternal home. Now, if you're already a Christian and you have been attaching yourself to a lot of matters in the world, and there's maybe those matters have kept your faith away from the Lord, or have kept your faith asleep, trying to find a good adjective to say, but you understand what I'm trying to say. If you need to be back to the Lord, be reconciled, you have an opportunity tonight. I know the elders and the leaders of this congregation have provided this opportunity every Wednesday, every Sunday, every Lord's Day for all of us to meditate upon our ways and to take opportunity to repent if we need to do so. If there's a way we can help you to become a better sojourner, a better pilgrim, if you're already a Christian, we would like to help you tonight by praying for you. And if there's a way we can assist you becoming a Christian, please let us know while we stand and while we sing the song of invitation.